This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With multiple signs of a possible economic slowdown emerging in the U.S., today's the day we'll hear the government's assessment of the labor market. The September jobs report is due in just over an hour and a half. One key signal will be wages. Average hourly pay has been rising, helping to boost consumer spending, but in August that turned weaker, and there's a wrinkle, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The average wage workers make per hour has been rising pretty steadily, up more than 3% year over year. But the average wage per week isn't looking so good, says Nick Bunker at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
How much they're taking home in their paycheck weekly, growth in that measure has been slowing down recently.
What it reflects is that employers are offering workers fewer hours on the clock and less overtime. That's not too surprising, as business owners deal with slowing sales and pull back on expansion plans. Joe Galvin is head of research at Vistage, a small business advisory firm.
Manufacturing is arguably already in a slowdown / recession. Construction is suffering, and everybody who's involved in international trade has been hurt and is paying the tariffs.
Most employers aren't cutting jobs at this point, but cutting back on hours leaves many workers with less take-home pay, which could be a drag on consumer spending going into the holidays. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.